Welcome to World Gospel Outreach Network. I'm Evangelist Cherry Shepherd, bringing you moments of inspiration. Oh, how I love to share the Word of God with you and to bring these moments of inspiration, nuggets of faith, just to help you through the workday, to help you, you know, wherever you are, just encourage your heart in the Word of God. And you know, I was talking last week about how God was expanding World Gospel, expanding this particular ministry to various radio stations throughout the U.S., and that is absolutely true. When I come back next week, the broadcast title is going to change because we're going to prepare ourselves to expand to 7 different stations throughout the U.S. As you all know, World Gospel is internet-based, but in 2008, the Lord spoke and said to take this portion, the teaching portion of World Gospel to AM and FM stations throughout the United States. And so we're going to do just that on February the 16th. My teachings will be on various stations throughout the U.S., and then we're going to also, at the end of the broadcast, share nuggets of teaching from various World Gospel pastors and ministers and bishops that you hear. And so we're extremely excited about that. The broadcast will be named It's Time to Believe in Yourself Radio Broadcast. Yes, It's Time to Believe in Yourself Radio Broadcast. And that's going to begin airing next week. So we won't be calling it Moments of Inspiration, but we'll be naming it It's Time to Believe in Yourself Radio Broadcast. And we're also going to share this particular broadcast on 7 different stations. Those stations that you'll be able to hear this new broadcast on beyond the internet, beyond World Gospel, include WBXR Huntsville, Alabama, WYYC York, Pennsylvania, WNVY Pensacola, Florida, WLMR Chattanooga, Tennessee, WFAM Augusta, Georgia, KXKS Albuquerque, New Mexico, and WIJD Mobile, Alabama. And so World Gospel will now be heard in your cars. And so that's going to be phenomenal, the teaching that we have here. So you'll hear World Gospel February 16th on several different stations throughout the U.S. And we're just going to keep expanding because it's all about fulfilling the Great Commission. Well, today, what are we going to be sharing today? You know, the Lord spoke. He said, just share your testimony. And so I'm just going to share the testimony of World Gospel, myself, this ministry. And the purpose is that somebody that is listening will simply believe God, that as you hear this testimony, that it will inspire you. It will encourage you to do the very thing that God has spoken to you. You've been holding back. You're kind of scared. You know, I've been scared about a whole lot of stuff. And so I want to just encourage you how to step out, how to believe God, and how to just let God do what He knows to do best. And that's bless you. And so I want to just share a scripture before we go into this testimony. Joshua chapter 1. It's from the New Living Translation Bible. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 6. It says, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors. I would give them. It says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. It says, only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's the word of the Lord from Joshua chapter 1, verse number 6. And as I share this testimony, I want to use this theme, simply believe. Simply believe. Well, Where do we start? My evangelistic outreach began as a girl. The Lord called me when I was 15 years old to begin teaching and preaching the Word of God. I was in high school. You know, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. And, you know, my parents were shocked. But the Lord called me at that time. And since that time, I've always had a real passion for people, for outreach. And, you know, as time went on, preaching revivals, conferences, seminars, you know, things like that, I began, I was introduced to the radio in 1995. I began a radio broadcast at Prairie View A&M University. I was just a radio announcer announcing music. And from that, just that opportunity for about 4 years there, I just began to get a love for radio. I loved talking. I loved the ministry portion of it. And from there, I moved to Colorado Springs. I was married, and we began to help our church, our local church, you know, begin their radio broadcast and their outreach over the radio. And so just this passion for radio, for teaching people, because what really blessed my heart is that you can, you know, I could record one message, but it could reach thousands of people. And so I really love the idea of being able to reach so many people with the vehicle of radio broadcasting. And so we began that, and the Lord blessed us to work here in Colorado Springs at our local church with Bishop Roosevelt Dunn, Pastor Dunn at that time, the Israelite Church of God in Christ. And then, you know, my husband was military, and so you never know where you're going to go. And lo and behold, orders came to us in 2001 to move to Germany. And I was like, Germany? What am I going to do in Germany? But I tell you, the Lord blessed us in Germany. And so as we moved to Germany, I had about four children when I left to go to Germany. And while there, the Lord blessed us with two more children. So now we have six. And so we're there in Germany. And here, you know, this passion for radio is there. But for you that are military, you know that when you're in another country, you don't have those doors and those opportunities. And so there was AFN, and, you know, that wasn't really working. And so a pastor, a friend of ours, said, you know, there's a gentleman here that has a radio station. And he gave me his number. I called him. I said, you know, I would love to, you know, be a part, do something. And so I began to volunteer every Sunday. I would go down before church, and I would do a two-hour gospel program there in Germany. And so that went on for about 6 to 8 months. And I was really enjoying that. And about 8 months after that, he asked me, he called us one day, he called me and my husband, and he said, have you ever thought about internet radio? And I was like, what is internet radio? We had no clue about internet radio. And so we began to investigate. God began to bring people into our lives. We began to meet different ones. They were in New Zealand. They were, you know, they were in Switzerland. They were all over the place. They were in California. And so from that conversation, the Lord spoke to Michael and I, my husband, and said, you know, this is where I want you to, you know, to begin working and moving toward internet broadcasting. We had no experience with internet broadcasting. We only knew about FM, AM radio. But from that, you know, the Lord spoke to us. He brought people around us, the engineers, the different people that we needed to help us put all the technical pieces together. If you're just tuning in, this is World Gospel Moments of Inspiration. I'm Cherry Shepherd, and we're just giving a testimony today. And our theme is simply believe. I want to share with you, when you believe, you know, when you don't see how you're going to do something, you don't know how the wisdom is going to come, how the money is going to come. I want to just show you that a simple act of obedience, if you obey God, what God will do for you. And so the Lord spoke and just said, share your testimony. I want you to tell the people how World Gospel was birthed. And so that's what I'm doing today. And so we stepped out. I said, Mike, okay, I have the radio experience, and my husband was very technically minded, unlike myself. And so we sat down, we said, okay, we're going to invest this much money. Other people invested in us. And, you know, we said, we're going to just step out on faith, because we knew that we heard from God to do this. And so we took a little section in our living room. We were living in government quarters there in the military in Germany. We took a very small section of our home. We put a computer, we set up all of the mixing equipment so that I could make commercials and do all of that stuff. And we built our own website, and oh my goodness, if you could have seen that, it was, you know, we thought it was beautiful, but to think back now, it was kind of funny. But nevertheless, we stepped out on faith and we did what God called us to, told us to do. And we set everything up. We got everything together, all the, you know, all the technical portions, the website and all the IP addresses and all that stuff you need to have a station. We got all the music uploaded. We did all that stuff. And we turned the station on by faith. And our first listener actually came from Iraq. Our first listener was someone listening from Iraq. And so from that one day, that was 2000, that was August 15th, 2002. It's now 2008, and from that one listener, you know, listening to the station, it's grown, it's grown, it's grown. And our stats for 2007 were actually over 4 million hits, and over a million people had visited our station in 2007. And, you know, I was just so blessed to have the opportunity to sit in my home. Let me go back just a little bit. I was an at-home mom, so I want to talk to some of you that are at-home moms. I was at home in a foreign country, didn't know anybody, but God spoke to us to do this. So I stayed at home. My husband was at work, and then from the small living room, you know, we began to get listeners, and then ministry started joining us. So then we took a bedroom and turned a bedroom into the studio, into our station. So then we, you know, had a station in a bedroom. And then from that, I was at home, I was working the station, you know, talking with customers, getting people to join in with us, and getting artists to send their music, and all that stuff was going on. And I was at home doing this. So there's someone listening, and you're at home, and you're like, oh, what am I going to do? I was at home with all my children. So I had six children. They were all in school. Some were in school, and some were babies. And so I want to, you know, let you know that if you would just, you know, let God speak to you and let God reveal to you the plan that He has for you, God will show you in your situation how to walk out the will of God that is for your life. And so while at home, we have the station, and then God says, okay, now one of my children, schools told me that he would never learn independently. And he was only in the second grade, and they began to tell me, you know, all the difficulties that he had, and that he would never learn by himself, and maybe he should just play basketball. And so that really discouraged me and my husband. And we were like, no, we can't give up on someone in second grade. He's only a baby. And so from that, my husband starts saying, Cherry, homeschool. And I was like, home what? What is homeschool? You know, I didn't know what that was or how to even do that. And so from that, I began to just consider, think about, investigate it, homeschooling. And I said, God, you know, if you want me to do this, you're going to have to show me how, teach me. You know, I'm in a foreign country. What about the books? All this different stuff was going on. But see, I want to show you that sometimes God drops things in your spirit at an early stage because He's setting you up for something that's going to come later. I didn't realize what God was going to take and do with that homeschooling. I'll tell you about it later. But nevertheless, I said, God, if you want me to homeschool my son, I need you to help me. And one day I walked out of my house. All the kids were at school, and my youngest two were at home with me. And there was a lady outside, and she had seven children, and they were all outside playing. And I was like, why are these kids outside? It's like 11 o'clock, and like, why aren't they in school? And so I walked over to her. I said, hey, you know, is there no school today? You know, did I miss something? What's going on? And she says, oh, no, I homeschool all my kids. I'm like, okay. And she says, oh, they've never been to school before, and I've been homeschooling them since they were born. And I said, oh, goodness, because I was trying to run from this. It had been about 5 or 6 months that I was struggling with the idea of homeschooling. And when this lady began to share with me about what she did, and my husband was already pushing me to do it, I said, okay, God, okay, I hear you. And so my husband and I, we came together. I said, well, God, if you want me to do this, what about the other kids? And He said, pull all of your kids out of school. Everybody, bring everybody home. And so we took another bedroom, part of the bedroom that I was using for a studio. We took the front of it, and we made a little school for our children. And I brought them all home. I got all their books, all their testing. I linked up with another homeschooling support and just had everything together so that their credits and all that stuff would be, you know, in place. But to make a long story short, I fell in love with homeschooling. And so my high schooler came home, my elementary students came home, and I began to teach, I began to learn. I just, you know, really loved it. And we still have the radio going. And so from that, my children, when 12 noon would come, we would be finished with all of our teaching, our core, history, math, all of that. And so they began to see what I was doing at home, and they started looking at me on the radio and the drops, and then we started building, you know, designing websites, and all this stuff was going on. And so, you know, lo and behold, the kids began to get an interest in what we were doing in the radio, and we didn't know that God had gifted each one of them with something to do in the radio ministry, in the web design. And so there's no way to go into all the details, but my youngest son began to do programming and editing music. My oldest daughter began to she began to design graphics and build websites, and all this stuff started coming together. And from that, the Lord, in 2005, our ministry had grown. We had gone from radio to television. We had gone from one station to four radio stations, from no television to like seven different TV networks and people and ministries partnering with us. We graduated my oldest daughter from the homeschool. And so here's 2005. The business has grown. And so someone's listening right now, and God has spoken to you, and God has told you that he wants you to do something. And you're like, God, how am I going to do it? I said that, Lord, how am I going to be in a foreign country? My husband's, you know, and during that time, he left to go to Iraq. And so my husband was gone for a whole year, and I was homeschooling. And we had World Gospel, and I guess I better throw in there, we also were pastoring a church, and so all of this stuff was going on. It was the grace of God, and so God gave us people, gave me people around me to help. He'll give you people, resources to help you do what God has called you to do. And so I just want to speak to somebody, just believe. Don't ask a lot of questions. Don't try to figure it out because you can't. Just believe. And so my husband, it's 2005, he's retired from the military, and I forgot to tell you this part. When we stepped out, my husband was kind of, you know, like, should we do this? And I said, Mike, I said, if we invest this money, I promise you, and I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I said, Mike, if we invest a little bit of your army, a little bit of our army money, I promise you that when you retire from the military, you will never have to work again. And he's looking at me like, yeah, okay, you're going to do this. But he said, okay. So his faith, our faith, we came together. We invested the money in the beginning. And when he retired, we arrived back to the U.S. January 2006. And I really had forgot about that I had said that to him. And Mike got his last army check. And when I looked at it, and then I looked at what God had did through World Gospel from 2002 to 2006. I said, Mike, remember what I said to you, that you'll never have to work again? And can you believe that just from stepping out on faith, from 2006 to this day, my husband has never gone to work again. And the World Gospel superseded his military income. And I said, God, I thank you for that. And so you're listening and you're saying, oh my goodness, how? Just do what God tells you to do. Just remember that one story when Jesus was at a party and they had given out of wine. And his mother Mary said, just whatever he says, just do it. And I want to say that to you, whatever he says, just do it. It didn't make any sense that God would say, I want you to open up a station in your army quarters, but we did it, and God did what he wanted to do, and he blessed us, and we've been able to help people and help ministries take the gospel around the world. It sounded crazy for God to say homeschool my children, what? All of my time is going to be gone. But you know what? That was when I really got to know my children. It really helped me to work out a lot of things and issues in them and myself. And I didn't know that God was building a team. And so now today, all of our children work for World Gospel, and we've gone from just our family to over, we have about eight employees right now that work for World Gospel. But I got to tell you the other part of this when it comes to the homeschool. God talked, you know, God said homeschool. And at first I fought it because I didn't understand it. I was very scared. And that's why I read Joshua chapter 1 where he said, be strong and be courageous. Because sometimes you got to do some stuff just scared. And so as you do it and you begin to move, then your confidence comes. And that's what happened to me. I was very scared bringing my children home. But as I began and I began to walk in it, the confidence came and the assurance came. And I began to see God's hand in it. And so for 2 years, I began to say, we're going to have a school, we're going to have a school, we're going to have a school. I didn't know how, because I wanted my kids to come out of the home and have the whole experience, but I wanted that Christian atmosphere for them. I wanted them to be able to walk out the purpose that was in their life. And so 6 months after we arrived, like I said, 2006, we came back to our home in Colorado Springs. We put our, you know, put our business back in our home. We turned the whole garage into our business and also our school. And so we did this for 6 months. And over the summer, the Lord said, it's time for you to open, to go out of the home and open up your business and, you know, in the community. And the Lord blessed us in June of 2006 to bring everything, the homeschool, to bring the business out of the house. And we opened up, we went and secured a building, we put World Gospel up front, and we opened up a homeschool academy in the back. And so last year, the Lord blessed us to open up our own homeschool academy with it was 26 students that we started with. So we started with just my children in the home, and it went to 26 students. And I tell you, the Lord blessed those children. They were transformed. They were changed by the word of God, by the teaching, by just everything. It was absolutely phenomenal. And then as we continued going through that whole year, 26 students, we had World Gospel, we had our staff for that, our staff for the school, and this is all God. Me and my husband, we still look and we're like, God, how? But it's God. If you just do what God called you to do, if you just obey the voice of God, pastor, minister, mom, dad, whoever's listening, do what God calls you to do. You know, it's just your eyes, your ears, you just can't believe the things that God has prepared for you. And so let me bring this to a close. We come to the end of last year. We have the school, Freedom Academy. It's a homeschool academy. And the very last day, another administrator walks into the school. And this administrator had a public charter school down from our school. And lo and behold, he had been watching us and watching what we were doing there. And the military, he had just decided to join the military. And so he came into us and he said, I want to ask you to take over the school next door. Now, this is a public chartered school, and it's kind of at risk for like at-risk students. And so we took on that project this year, 2007. And so we went from homeschool to a homeschool academy of 26 students. And then we moved to another school. Well, we brought in another school, and it's Life Preparatory Academy. And this year we have 55 students and we have World Gospel. The staff has grown tremendously. All of our kids still work for us, and it's just God. And so I just want to say, simply believe. Simply believe. And God starts you off small, because if you'll be faithful over a few, over small, He will just keep elevating you. And we saw that's how God was working with us. He started us off real small. Will you just be faithful over this? And if you do that, then God will elevate and elevate and elevate. And I want to tell you, it's about souls being saved. Our children were saved at home. And that's what blesses me. They were all saved at home. My oldest daughter came to my room at midnight one evening and said, I will not go to sleep until I'm full of the Holy Ghost. And God filled her with the Holy Ghost in my bedroom. And so I'm telling you what God will do if you just trust Him. We've had struggles, yes. We've had hard days, yes. I promise you. But you know what? The blessings outweighed. The good days outweighed the bad days. And so World Gospel was birthed in a living room, and now we have our own facility, and it's growing. Ministries are growing. People are being blessed. We reached 73 countries last year, had over 4 million hits to all of our networks in 2007. We are just so humbled by the opportunity to come to you. So when you hear, you know, when you hear me come on the air and I'm talking, I've been doing this since 2002 out of our living room. And so this is just my heart. It's just my passion to come and to encourage somebody that you can make it. You can do it. I don't care what God told you to do. I don't care how crazy it sounds. Simply believe God. And I just want to pray for somebody that's listening right now. You're listening. This testimony, the Lord says, share your testimony. Tell them what the Lord did. You know, your husband, you know, my husband and I are just a team. We are a team in ministry. When I was 15, the Lord said that he was going to give me a husband and wife ministry team. And so we work together every day. We work World Gospel together every day. We oversee the schools, but God has given us other administrators that work with us to help make the vision come to pass. We have teachers that work with us. We have, you know, we have World Gospel staff. We have technicians to make this happen. So God will give you people. And so my husband was a tremendous part of all of this coming together. And my children, oh my goodness, they were a tremendous part of everything. And so when it outgrew us, God sent in people, other people with different expertise, and he's still growing. And so we just stay on our face because we know that God is the true CEO of what we're doing. And 2008, we're looking for even bigger and better things. And so if you're listening right now, I just want to pray for you. The thing that God has put in your spirit, God has put a business in your spirit, God has put a school in your spirit, God has put a ministry, a church, you know, whatever it is that God has spoken to you. You may have something that you want to start in your home, a tutoring service. I don't know what it is, but there's something that God has been putting, just tugging at you about. And I pray that this testimony has encouraged you, has said, you know what, if that girl can do that, you know, then God can do it for me, because he has no respect of persons. If that family with 6 children, I've never left my home to go out and work since I've been married. I've never been outside. I've been working. I tell you, I have been working. Oh goodness. But it's been within, you know, within my home and within the ministry and businesses that God has given us. And so God wants to do the same thing for you, but you just have to believe. Be strong and be very courageous, and just allow God to, you know, show himself mighty for you. So you just take a few minutes. Just want to pray for you. Want to believe God with you. Father, we just thank you for every person that's listening right now. We pray that this, you know, this testimony has encouraged them, has strengthened them, has motivated them that they can do, God, the impossible through you. They can, if they just believe that, God, you've already opened doors, you already have provisions, you have already done it. And so, God, we thank you in advance for them just being released to obey you, being released into their purpose, that they will not waste this year going around in circles, but God, they will step out with confidence, with an assurance, knowing that you've called them to a particular work. And so we thank you for giving them people, provision, places, whatever they need, God, to bring this to pass. And we give you praise for it now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's seal it. Let's say in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. So you can do whatever God has called you to do. And you know, there's no way to tell a full testimony. There's just no way. But God is doing it. God is doing great things. And we thank you once again for continually listening. Tell somebody about World Gospel. Tell somebody about this ministry that is just being a source of encouragement to different ones throughout the day. Okay. I want to close out with 2 songs today. It's Shirley Caesar. It's an old song, but it's a good song. It's Shirley Caesar, You're Next in Line for a Miracle, and Marette Brown Clark, Your Blessing, It Is On the Way. You be encouraged, you be blessed, and you really know this, your future, it is greater than your past.